From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Karen Tindall from Tindall Farms joined Dan Pollard for Tractor Talk to discuss her experience at the Ontario Food Terminal.
I go every Thursday morning at 4 a.m., and then what I do is I swap up with all my local other colleagues, my fellow farm friends that are grow here in Ontario. We swap up. So I take my cauliflower down and I switch it up with Ontario growers for things like green beans, you know, stuff that we don't grow here on the farm, so that all of us farm markets have a full offering.
The OTF is Canada's largest wholesale produce hub, distributing over 2.1 billion pounds of produce annually. A meet-and-greet for candidates in the upcoming York Simcoe by-election will be held August 26 from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Link in Sutton. Residents will have a chance to ask questions and hear from candidates about issues affecting the riding. Five candidates have registered so far, representing the Liberals, New Blue Party, NDP, Progressive Conservatives, and the Green Party. A 37-year-old Toronto man has been charged in connection with a series of alleged indecent acts involving women in Markham this summer. York Regional Police say five incidents occurred between June 9th and August 14th near McCowan Road and Steeles Avenue, and investigators believe there may be additional victims. Police are asking anyone with information to come forward as the investigation continues. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.